People don't change. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Is it cynical and pessimistic to say things like that? Or is it just a realist view? It's the way things are. I suppose if everything's just A-okay, then you don't really need an update, something better. No 2.0 version needed. But when we look around and listen to the news, and when we anticipate the animosity and anxiety of an election year, we all know that things aren't good in this world. It's been this way for a while, ever since Adam's fall, right? The fall into sin, anguish, contempt, hatred, strife, anxiety. Run through the Ten Commandments. We see mankind's rebellion against God, against His word and teaching. Kill God, kill His word, kill the authorities He sends, kill one another in thought, word, and deed. Things aren't right in this world. With New Year's on the horizon and resolutions in the making, or we just gave up making them, right? There's also a lot of reflection that happens over the year past. It happens personally. What's happened in 2023 for you? Is everything all right with you? Is change needed? Is it desired? When Christmas arrives, we know the answer, yes. We sit in darkness, so emblematic of the pervasiveness of sin in this world, in our lives, in me. Things aren't right in this world. I'm not right. With Christmas, we see the images of the single star hovering over a barn, a tiny manger. We look at the candles before us and near us, and we'll stare at the flame, the individual flame of your own little candle later. And it's captivating, warm, almost enchanting. For with each tiny little version and symbol, we acknowledge a deep mystery about Christmas, our God, and this creation. There is plenty of darkness, but the darkness will not dominate. We need fixing, and God became man to redeem man, to make His creation new. God knows His creation. He created it, right? He knows, and the Son of God became man, and He knows our weaknesses and anguish too. He doesn't stay off in la-la land as some judge from afar, from a distance watching you. No. He has taken on our very sickness of sin and death, and He has defeated death for us. In this deep, deep darkness, we need light. And so, in that little flame, amidst all this darkness, in that old barn nativity scene, there is that star and that manger calling you to hope and to trust in God, to look outside of yourself, to see God the Father who gave His only begotten Son for you. That means something. That means everything. With Jesus, there's hope. There's the certain hope and the actuality that your sins are forgiven. That you're not only hoping to be made new, but you are made new by Him. That this creation, though we see so much evidence of darkness, this creation has been redeemed. and we're headed toward a full recreation at the last, when there will be no more sin, sadness, or death. Only life with God and with all those who believe in Him. And so, we sing of what happened in Bethlehem long ago, because this still brings us hope today, 2023, and if God wills it, in 2024 and beyond. God apparently really does love and care for you in the biggest way. Sins can be and are forgiven. God does acquit the guilty sinners. God does cover shame. Death can and will die. Darkness, though so pervasive, can be and is being overcome with light. Things can change pretty dramatically. And that's all of it is true because of just who it was who was laid in that manger long ago in Bethlehem. Things can change dramatically because of Jesus. There's hope. Amen.